Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
Hi, Jay. It is a Monday night, and I can already tell from the pace of things that are flying at us that we are going to regret not recording tomorrow.
I would agree with you, but I would also agree that we didn't record on Sunday, and there was breaking news Sunday morning.
Right.
So at this point, we've gotten out of the there's breaking news in politics even on the weekends. Don't even get the weekends off anymore. So
just as the fucked. Day has been going along with just crazy shit on top of crazy shit on top of crazy shit, I'm like, I can already feel it. This is going to be a big Tuesday week.
Yeah, like Donald Trump is just going to run on the White House lawn buck naked Tuesday morning. Like, thanks, guys. Awesome. Couldn't have done it on a Monday? All right. Fuck you, too. Yeah, this isn't on the docket, but I guess we'll just mention it now because there's not a lot of information out, but I don't want to feel like people think we missed it. There's a second whistleblower now for the Trump-Ukraine story. We're going to get into that a lot again this week. And
with
this person,
first-hand information now.
Right. They have first-hand knowledge, which is a big deal. This has been a big talking point for the Republicans that the first whistleblower did not have first-hand knowledge. So obviously they were full of shit, even though everything they said was true. But that's an argument they're making. And it's about to get knocked down again, which is interesting because it's just pushing them further and further into a corner. So it'll be interesting to see why this person's views are incorrect. It'll just be interesting to watch them sort of, you know, move around and try to figure this one out. I'm interested to hear their bullshit because I find it fascinating at this point.
This is kind of what we talked about last week with the dam breaking, because last week we had the primary one. There was a whistleblower in Treasury about the tax audit, and now we have somebody else in intelligence. And rumor is there are 7 more people that are trying to get information out.
Me next.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be the whistleblower, right?
No.
That's a tough spot to be in. We saw all of the pressure, all of the insanity over these last 2 weeks with find out who he is. We're going to root him out. That rat, he's a spy. Nobody wants to be that guy. But be the 7th guy. That's fine.
Yeah.
There's no problem being the 7th guy.
Right, because look, once it came out that this whistleblower existed and they were protected and the impeachment inquiry started, I think it showed people inside the government that if you come forward, this will make a difference. And once they realized, oh, this will make a difference, then it was all hell's going to break loose. Because there's definitely people who want to rat on this guy that have been wanting to rat on this guy for years, and they can't wait. My hope is that all of the whistleblowers are not just on the Trump-Ukraine thing. Like, I would take a third one just as like, to pin that down is like there is no argument around it. But I want the other whistleblowers to be like whistleblowers on like emoluments or, you know, just start to hit him on every aspect. And there's part of me, and by part of me, I mean 100% of me, that wants one of the whistleblowers to be like, hey, that Mueller report, I got the unredacted copy. That's what I want. I want someone to throw that right into the mix. Because I think as much as people are wanting, you know, and rightfully so, I understand the argument of not being pleased that all the other things Trump has done have been largely ignored as impeachable offenses, even though they felt that they were. And I would probably tend to agree with them. This might be the way that you get there, right? Like if somebody comes out and be like, here's what they actually have been saying behind the scenes on keeping folks in cages, right? You know, like on the border, like you might be able to start pulling apart all of those other narratives. Right. And these guys are dumb and they're hella into crime. So I could totally see them being like, yeah, Obama didn't have the balls to put kids in cages. He was such a pussy, and just write it down. Like, fuck it. Like, send an email. Like, nobody's tougher than us. You're like, okay, well, good.
You're a crime dude. I'm a crime dude.
But let's do some crimes, man.
I'm like hella into crimes.
Hella into crime. that Chris Hayes will go down in political history for that series of lines. 100%. So yeah, second whistleblower. I found
the clip from Colbert and I've been posting it on everything because it's just
it's so good.
It just works. It was from last summer, but it still works for everything. It was about Rick Gates and his testimony, where he's the one guy who's just been like, I don't want to go to jail. I did everything you're accusing me of and some more, by the way. Here you go. Here's everything.
And here are all the other terrible people I worked with. Right. Paul Manafort should die.
Because unlike most of these guys, he does not have money. And he's still, he is still out there being a useful witness. He will not stop talking.
Rick Gates rules. He's the he's Tekashi 6'8". Like he's the OG. It's like that tattooed asshole's got nothing on me. I'll tell you everything. Yeah. Knock it off. So again, I just wanted to touch on the fact that there is a second whistleblower. We did not forget about that story because it's not on our mainline docket. All right, let's get into it though. So here are the topics we are going to talk about just to give you an idea. So we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders because I think it's an important one, and it's not, and I'm not, I don't want to talk about it from a like, election kind of perspective. I want to talk about this as there's some other implications here that are really kind of fucked up, I think.
No, it's a serious story. I wouldn't. Yeah.
Right. Then we're going to talk about Trump Ukraine just because it's the entire news, everything, all of it. Then we're going to talk about Trump running out of Syria, which is an interesting story. And then by the time we get done with all that, we will be through the first hour. And let me tell you something. If you are a person who only listens to the free portion, boy, are you about to miss one hell of an episode. I'm saving all my energy because the last two stories, one of them is about Elizabeth Warren and the Jacob Wool story. The other one, I'm going to keep a secret until we get there. We are going to end this episode on absolute fuckery. We probably will get an hour out of those two stories alone because they're amazing. Dude, both of them are insane.
Jacob Wool. Just he's the gift that keeps on giving.
He truly, truly is. God, what an idiot. So yeah, look forward to all of that. And again, if you aren't paying for premium, you are only going to get the first hour of this. So make sure you go to lookforwardshow.com/premium to sign up. It's $5 a month or $50 for the full year. All right. Bernie. So Bernie Sanders, there was talk that Bernie Sanders had chest pains, recently, and he had to have two stents installed. He was having some issues with his heart, and
yeah, he had chest pains at a campaign event in Las Vegas, and he went straight to the hospital, and which is a good thing that he did, because yeah, he had to have two stents put in.
And so what happened is, you know, everybody's like, oh, okay, you know, that's a little scary, but you know. Glad Bernie's doing okay. And look, I think overall everybody was just hoping he was going to be fine and have a good recovery. Like, I don't, again, we're not pushing for Bernie to be the guy for 2020, but it doesn't mean we don't like Bernie as a person. And I think Bernie's a good dude. I think Bernie's heart is always in the right place. And I don't want to see something happen to him, like health-wise campaigning. And I feel exactly the same way. About Joe Biden, like that moment where his eye was like filling with blood, like that kind of stress of a political campaign is not worth your life. And I don't care who you are, right? Unless you're Donald Trump, I don't really give a shit.
No, the only people that are actually like happy about it are complete assholes. Like, I don't want anything bad to happen to Bernie.
Right. No, not ever. That's stupid.
No.
Because look, again, if he's my number two choice, like he could win. Like he has a distinct possibility of winning. So I don't want anything to happen to the guy.
I've said it before and I'll repeat it. Bernie Sanders is one of the most important figures in all of politics of our lifetime. Like legitimately.
Yeah. No, he has moved the needle in such a significant way to the left that we need it. Now, does that mean that he needs to be the candidate of your choice? That's up to you. But he is a powerful, powerful character in American politics. He just is. So that happened. And then a week later, as he came out of the hospital, they came out and said, his campaign came out and said that he did in fact have a heart attack, or a myocardial infraction,
which is a heart attack,
which is a heart attack. Look, the response to this has been concerning to me. And again, full disclosure, I'm for Warren in the primary. Both of us are. But full disclosure here, I find the response to this really troubling. And I'll tell you why. When Joe Biden had the issue with his eye, everybody's like, yo, Joe Biden needs to drop out. He is clearly not in good health. This is really scary, you know, and also a lot of like really mean type of shit, which I thought was really kind of fucked up, about him. And while I don't know what caused Joe Biden's issue, I mean, fuck, it could be a brain embolism. I doubt it, but like, who knows what it was? We know what this is. This is a heart attack, and the type of heart attack that he had actually did physical damage to Bernie's heart. The response I've seen has been, let's just ignore it and like not pretend that it's a thing and it's not a big deal. That's dangerous, and it's dangerous politically. It's dangerous for Bernie. Like, if you're just like, just keep going, Bernie, just keep going. No, he could die, dude. Like, he could die. No. Like, this is crazy. And again, it's going to sound like I want him to drop out just because I'm not a Bernie supporter as far as the primary, but I would rather Bernie drop out and go back to the Senate where he can take it a little bit more easy than to have Bernie Sanders kill over and die during the campaign. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. For on a campaign that he's like in third place.
Right.
Yeah. And doesn't, and you know, I mean, most of, you know, we talked about this last week a bit, but most people are losing support as this goes along, and he's one of them.
Right.
There's only a couple that are gaining as we go along. He's not moving in the right direction. So I don't know what he has to gain by staying in and risking his health. I care about Bernie Sanders, like, legitimately. I want him to be around for the Senate until he dies, and I would like that, I'd like that date to be pushed back as far as possible, though.
Right, not Tuesday.
Because you know what will happen when we lose Bernie Sanders? He's not going to be replaced by another Bernie Sanders. Vermont's going to find some, you know, lame center-left Democrat.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
And and he just won't, that voice won't be there, right? Like, it just won't.
For sure.
But that, like, I think that a lot of the response from Bernie Sanders supporters have been great. Which is, we're really concerned, like, hope the guy's okay. But there is a fraction, and I don't think it's that small, of people who are just like, nope. Did it even happen? Like, is this even a big deal? My dad had a heart attack at 50, and he was fine. Yo, Bernie Sanders is not 50. Yeah, Bernie Sanders is 76?
No, like, older than that.
So, it's like... It's, to me, it's this idea of ignoring it into extinction just because you like Bernie Sanders is dangerous. And I just, you know, like, I'm really super concerned that people think that this is not a big deal. Like, this,
Bernie Sanders is 78. 78 years old, which means, Jesus. So if he won and became president, he'd be, he'd be 79 when he took office.
Right.
Which is not, it's not just something you can hand wave away, right?
Right. And look, again, I'm really trying to come off, I don't want to come off as this is, you need to drop out because you're old. But dude, come on. This is crazy. Like, this to me is as important of a test as him not running the second time is. Which was, it's not about me, it's about the movement. Well, if it's about the movement, Bernie, you're 78 years old. You right. just had a heart attack. When is it going to be about the movement and not you, Bernie? Like, when? And again, like, people's stubbornness, I understand. But I have to look at his supporters and go, do you care about this guy or do you care about winning? Because those are two very different things in this scenario. They just are. Like, I watch a lot of left-wing YouTube political commentators. I do. It's what I enjoy watching. Like, the people that I support. Yo, nobody's talking about this. They're just acting like this shit didn't happen. And these are all, like, big-time Bernie people. They're just acting like it, just not reporting on the story. I listen to Rachel Maddow every fucking day. She had a little blurb about it today or on Friday. Chris Hayes didn't talk about it at all. Didn't mention it. This guy is a major candidate and he had a fucking heart attack. Like, it's crazy. You cannot just pretend that this didn't happen. Also, while you're not acknowledging it, you're not having real conversations, which is like, who's his VP going to be? Let's say he wins. Who's his VP going to be? Because it's super important now. It's super important. Because let's say he wins. Is he going to make it through 4 years? I would argue probably not. And I hate to say that, but I would argue he probably won't. Not at this stress level. Dude, a campaign is stressful enough. Imagine what being a president after President Fucktard gets done with it. This country's going to be a mess.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Elizabeth Warren is 70. If she wins, she would be the oldest person ever elected.
Right.
It's not nothing to ask us to vote for a 79-year-old. It's really not.
I'm not saying, like, the guy isn't, you know, mentally capable. I'm not saying any of that shit. What I'm saying is you've got to consider that his health is a big deal. Like, ignoring this and trying to pretend it doesn't exist makes, like, when I see Bernie Sanders supporters doing that, you seem like Trump supporters. Like, you just don't want to deal with anything that is just a negative. Like, well, I don't think it's that bad. Like, yo, he's fucking 78. Again, you damn near call for Biden to be removed from politics over his health issue a couple weeks ago. Come on, man. And by the way, if you think that they would have treated Biden's team and Biden the same way, or Warren's team, or any other body, any other person running the same, if they held off that their person had a fucking heart attack for a week. His campaign held that information for a week. Never forget that. They held it for a week. Oh, he had a myocardial infraction. That's a fucking heart attack, bro. Just say that. Just say it.
Yeah. There was people talking about, I think it was Wall Street Journal who actually said, yeah, Bernie had a heart attack, guys.
Yeah. It's not a game.
Right.
It's not a fucking game. And again, I feel like we do have to go back to 2016 as much as I don't want to, but do you remember the fervor when Hillary Clinton fainted? Clinton is dying in office. Oh my God. She going to make it and all this other shit. Yeah. She had pneumonia. She was in 90 degree heat and had a flak jacket on under all of her clothes and she fainted. Shocking news. But they act like she was going to die. By the way, Bernie supporters acted like she's not in good health and all that. Again, your guy had a fucking heart attack. I'm sorry, but I'm not telling you that he should drop out. I personally think he should, but I'm not telling you you should think that. But I'm just saying you should also think about, where does that put your candidate? And it ain't no small thing. It's just not. It's a fucking real issue.
I don't think he should continue. If he was in first place, it might be a different story, right? Like, if he was sitting where Joe Biden is, maybe that'd be a harder decision to make. Where you're like, look, I'm going to win this thing. It'd be too hard to back out now.
Right.
But he's in third and dropping. Like, I don't think it's worth it. I really don't. And it's not because I don't think Bernie would be a good president. I do, right? He isn't my candidate this time around, but I would be absolutely fine with him being president.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean?
But yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. And like you said, it's not worth losing Bernie Sanders to try to now convince people that they should vote for a 78-year-old man in this primary. Like, yeah. like it just compounds everybody's work. When you poll people, they really are worried about, you know, candidates of a certain age. It's a thing that's a turn off to some people. Yeah. And there's, you know, what we talked about a while ago, you don't, the problem with Sanders and with Biden is you make Trump the young guy.
Right. And he has no problem in banging on the idea of you being old and you not being healthy. He did it to Clinton. And he's in way worse shape than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fucking fat tub of shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, Hillary's not a triathlete or anything, but she hikes. She eats healthy, you know?
Right. This guy eats fucking fried chicken and just garbage. But he had no problem in banging on that when he saw a vulnerability. You think he's not going to bang on that for Bernie Sanders? Come on. I mean, like, if I'm Trump, I would. That's an easy hit. This guy had a fucking heart attack. You really going to trust this guy to control the government, this fucking old man? You know, it's like every time he like flail his arms, like, well, relax there, Bernie. Yeah, don't want to give yourself a heart attack. You know, like he would just say shit like that. And it's not fucked up.
It's not like Bernie's a low energy guy either. He's a
no, he's not. But he's going to have to be for a minute.
Right.
That's another thing. Like, people don't realize that. Like,
if he makes the next debate, you're going to have like a toned down, calm Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
If he makes the next debate, by the way.
He says he's going to be. He says he's going to be there. So we'll see.
He's back in Vermont now. I hope he listens to doctors. If they say don't go, man.
Yeah. Like, it's not worth it. Because, by the way, if he has another health issue, that's it. Like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, if he's like, oh, he's starting to get super tired on the campaign trail, that's it. That's it. Yeah. And then you've maybe jeopardized your entire political career. If that's, you know, if that's what you want to keep doing, right?
Because
if you die, then there's no power in the Senate. There's nothing that you can do to help. You're just dead.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's not worth it to me.
But he does have power now, which is he could get out and put all of his weight behind the candidate who, of course, you know, it matches most of his ideals, John Delaney.
And then John Delaney.
With that.
I checked John Delaney's Wikipedia. Didn't Elizabeth Warren murder him in a debate a couple months ago? Crazy.
Yeah, no, he could get out and just say, look, I'm sorry, I had some health issues. Doesn't look like it's my time. But I ask all of my supporters to support my good friend Senator Warren. And that wouldn't be too tough to do because they've been hands off with each other.
Right. You wouldn't seem like you've been like fighting with each other. No.
Right.
Dude. And
like there was a lot of resentment from Bernie's side, understandably, when he asked everybody to support Hillary. And they're like, after what she said about you, fuck that shit. Right. I understand that. Right. I would argue that there was a bigger issue at play and you should have voted for Clinton anyway. But I understand the resentment. Right. What resentment is there between Warren and Sanders supporters? They haven't said shit about each other.
I mean, the thing is, from what I've seen, I don't know how much it really, really resonates with, you know, I don't know if it's trolling or just the extreme folks, but it seems like she's a fake Bernie versus like the real thing. And I'm like, they're just two progressives, guys. Like, just relax.
Right. Yeah. No, let's not talk about the crazy fever swamps of Bernie fandom. Like your average Bernie supporter.
Yeah. No, they have no problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not the people who are off there talking about like the CIA shot Bernie with a heart attack gun. I'm not talking about those people.
That happened. That's true.
That is what, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, they're scared of him.
Yeah, I'm not talking about those people.
Yeah. Hey, guys, why don't we shoot the 78-year-old guy with a heart attack gun? Or we could just wait. Like, he's 78, dude. Don't use a heart attack gun. It's a waste. This guy's fucking already old.
It's kind of like how I say don't even bother trying to reach, diehard Trump supporters anymore. I think you can say the same about diehard Bernie supporters. If they're that far in, this is no point. Just don't even try.
By the way, if there is a heart attack gun, apparently I guess there is, or there's talk of one. Dude, why has no one used that on, I don't know. I can't think of anyone in politics particularly, but I'm just saying, maybe pick a target. A large, golden-haired target.
Yeah, like if the CIA had a heart attack gun and like maybe somebody was a real threat to the entire intelligence apparatus, say, let's just say, somebody who's been attacking them for his entire political career and making a real problem for you and your fellow compatriots in the CIA and FBI, like something like that.
Right. Like I imagine the heart attack gun is fairly untraceable.
Sure. It's a heart attack gun.
Yeah. Like it's not a bullet, right? Like I feel like you could just use it and put it back and no one would know.
That's kind of why I think we don't have a heart attack gun.
Yes, of course.
If we did, there's no way that it wouldn't have been used by now.
we would be killing people all the time. All the time. You don't think they would have taken out Putin by now? Are you kidding? Oh, no, come to the G8. No, we brought you back in. Bam, heart attack gun, motherfucker. Yeah, dead. Just hit him like 4 times with that thing. Just then bounce. Like, you're good. It'd be awesome. So, no, we don't have a heart attack gun in the United States. That's stupid. So, yeah, look, I am concerned about Bernie. I hope he's okay.
And if we did, why would they use it on the third place candidate in a Democratic primary?
Yeah, this guy doesn't seem like he's going to win, guys. No, we need to take down Marianne Williamson. She's bringing radical love to the Democratic Party. Shoot her. Shoot her with
take
a heart attack
Pete gun. Take out Pete Buttigieg with the heart attack gun.
He's in sixth. It's in sixth place. I don't care. Too high. It's too. We can't have a gay president. Shoot him with a heart attack gun. What kind of fucking logic is that? Conspiracy theories are so stupid. Yeah. So at the end of the day, I think we both can agree. We hope Bernie's okay. I don't want him to push himself too hard where then he gets himself into a world of trouble.
No. I mean, if he gets, clearance from doctors and they say I think you're fine to head out on the trail, but if there are doctors advising him not to, I hope he listens to them, because I don't know. I'm just a dude, obviously. I don't have access to his charts. If they clear him and he's fine, then whatever, that then keep going, I guess. But I agree with Jay, it's not worth it, I don't think. When you have likely years ahead of you as a very powerful and important voice in the Senate.
I mean, not only that, who doesn't want to be the kingmaker, man?
Yeah.
Kingmaker is a great, like, that's an overrated position. It's an underrated position. It just is. To just be able to, like, get out of the race and just be like, is that the scale? Is that it? Cool. Here's my thumb. Just lay on that shit.
Is there a chance in hell he would endorse anybody other than Warren, though?
No. No. I'm supporting Tulsi Gabbard. What? How?
Unfortunately, my doctors are advising me to get out of the race, but I just want to tell all of my loyal supporters, Yang Gang 2020.
That would be fuck. I'd be like, Bernie, no.
Secure the bag, motherfuckers.
He just runs off stage, but very slowly and can't go too fast. Yeah, that would be a wild endorsement. But yeah, I mean, there's no chance he endorses anyone but Warren. It just makes sense. But he would just throw his thumb on the scale and it would be a wrap. It would just be a wrap. And that would be a good thing, I think, for the movement, because then every progressive could solidify behind one candidate. And look, by the way, I am saying this, and I think I can speak for you pretty plainly as well. If the roles were reversed and Warren had a heart attack and it was like, yo, she needs to get out, I would be like, put your thumb on the scale for Bernie, step out of the race.
Yeah, because what any reasonable progressive can agree is that either Bernie or Elizabeth Warren would be better than fucking Joe Biden.
Right? Yeah, exactly. And so if you put your thumb on the scale for one another, however that works out, in this case Bernie for Warren, if you do that, one, she's leading anyway in a lot of in most national polls. She's leading. You put the thumb on the scale for her, she starts to take a lot of those races, like, and it's over, and then you get a progressive in there. Dude, come on, Come on.
Holy
like
shit, dude. Have you seen the RCP average lately?
I have. I was going to bring that up. Yeah, Biden Warren's pretty much in solid in first place.
Biden's in 20 is at 26.3. Warren is at 26.
Yeah.
So yeah. If you even got half of the Sanders supporters on board.
That's it. It's over. It's over. Yeah. It's over. So better if he's going to do that, better sooner than later. I would hope that if he is going to step out, that he does it and lets Warren solidify her lead going into Iowa. Just like fucking dominating.
I just hope he's making a decision with doctors and in the best interest of his health.
Right. I need him to not make the decision based on politics. Like that. Yeah. Seriously. Like it, because political people around you are just going to be like, just keep running. Just keep running. They don't give a shit about you. Right. They just want to win. Right. But that, like a doctor, hopefully a good doctor is going to tell you what to do and what not to do. If he's okay, stay in, kick ass. But if you're not okay, you need to get out.
Yeah. Because he could very easily take third in Iowa, which is, that's where you want to be, top three in Iowa.
Right. And I think he will.
And if he stayed in, I think he would pretty comfortably take third in Iowa. But yeah, like you said, is it worth it?
And that's the ultimate question.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure it is. All right, let's talk Trump, Ukraine.
What's going on in Ukraine?
So many things. So many crimes. So the big conversation last week was there's no quid pro quo. I just learned that phrase. I believe it is pig Latin. I'm not sure. And so the big like refrain was there's no quid pro quo. There's no quid pro quo. Trump says it. All of his lackeys in the administration say it. Republicans at large say it. Fucking douchebags online say it because they don't really think for themselves. Even though in the original memorandum of the call, there clearly is a quid pro quo, but they kept saying it. So for some reason, the news media was like, oh, but is there? But is there one? We're not really sure.
Also, importantly, it doesn't fucking matter.
That is correct.
Quid pro quo. the quo is a crime.
Right.
They broke the fucking
ask
law.
The ask is the actual crime.
Right. Yeah. It's not that the quid pro quo is a crime, but also there's a quid pro quo.
Yeah. Oops. They forgot to take that part out. One of the things that happened, which is really super funny, is when Volker got pulled in, Kurt Volker, who was the special representative for Ukraine, he got pulled into a deposition in front of Congress late last week, I think on Thursday. And they were just like, give up all of the information. And he was like, you know what? You're right. And so he actually gave up text messages between himself and U.S. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland. And Gordon Sondland is just basically, he got basically put in the ambassador to the EU position because he gave $1 million, like literally $1 million to Trump's inauguration campaign. Like he was just like, he just paid for that job.
Yeah, no, not the, yeah, it's to the inauguration fund, which is that basically become a secret dark money. Like they're still trying to figure out where all that money went, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's just the Trump's personal slush fund to do with whatever, because you know it's been covered extensively. But they raised over $100 million and they spent $1.48 on that inauguration, and so that money's just around somewhere.
Yeah, and so thanks, I guess. Fucking crazy. So Sondland,
so corrupt.
Dude, just unbelievable levels of corruption. So Sondland was talking to Volker, and they have the text messages. And it's pretty wild because here's the thing. I would highly recommend you listen, because as we explain this, we're going to miss parts of it because there's just so much. But I would highly recommend listening to like the opening 15 minutes of this past Friday's episode of All In with Chris Hayes, because he goes through this entire thing like as a recap, and he does such a good job. You're just like, wow, okay, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
What? It's incredible.
He puts it all together, and he makes it funny in front of a live audience.
He actually played to the audience pretty well. I actually enjoyed that. I would like him to do that show all the time live. I thought it was really good. He has a very comedic almost style to him.
Yeah, those live shows on Friday. I don't think most of your cable news people could do that.
No, he's got it down though. I really think so.
I think all of them could do like a TED Talk style thing, but he became like a late night host. Like he's funny.
Yeah, no, he's got like real comedic chops actually.
Yeah, but yeah, just putting it all together all at once, you just sit and listen to it like holy shit.
Everyone should go to jail.
Yeah, the text messages, and apparently there's more yet to come out. But there's so much funny things in text messages, which is like, what was the name of the political appointee that gave $1 million?
Sondland.
Yeah, he's the one, right, who just keeps going, we shouldn't be texting about this.
Yeah, so this should... Sorry, I was changing chairs because the chair I was sitting in was just making all the noise.
Yeah, I heard that.
So Sondland had this conversation with, so Bill Taylor is another, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine and longtime foreign service officer. Bill Taylor is talking to him.
Bill Taylor is the apolitical guy, right?
He is. So Taylor and Sondland are talking, and Taylor says to him, are we now saying that security assistance, talking about the $400 million that the U.S. is supposed to give to Ukraine to protect, you know, for security measures, to protect them against Russia, basically. Here are the Javelin missiles and all this other shit, right?
Yeah, that was appropriated by Congress.
Right. He says, quote, are we now saying that security assistance and the White House meeting are conditioned on investigations? And Sondland responds, call me. Like, please stop texting this. It's just fucking hilarious. And at one point later on, that, you know, they clearly had a conversation, but Taylor was very smart because he clearly was like, nah, yo, y'all trying to put this shit, y'all trying to take this shit off the record. Like, like, no. And he literally says, as I said on the phone, I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign. He is telling you, he is literally telling you, like, this is what they're doing. And so 5 hours later, Sondland, who apparently, according to the Washington Post, went and talked to Trump in between the time that he got that message from Taylor at 12:47 a.m. on September 9th, in between that time and when he responds at 5:19 a.m., Sondland had talked to Donald Trump, and he responds with this. And this is in a text message, which is really weird. Like, it reads very strangely. I believe you are incorrect about President Trump's intentions. The president has been clear, no quid pro quo of any kind. The president is trying to evaluate whether Ukraine is truly going to adopt the transparency and reforms that President Zelensky promised during his campaign. I suggest we stop the back and forth by text. If you still have concerns, I recommend you give Lisa Kenna or call Lisa Kenna to discuss them directly. Thanks. So that is clearly a lawyerly response because clearly somebody, probably White House counsel or something like that, were like, yo, stop talking to this dude in text. Like, this is crazy. So yeah, that's the quid pro quo. They held the Javelin missiles and everything else until Ukraine would agree to do a public announce a public investigation into the Bidens. That's the quid pro quo. Anybody telling you that there isn't one is not paying attention, is lying, or is pretending to be incredibly obtuse. Like, there's no argument here. The quid pro quo exists. Also, like Andy said earlier, you don't need a quid pro quo for this to be a crime. The crime is the ask. That's it.
Right. Yeah. So when your dumb friends who are yelling at you about quid pro quo,
Carl,
say, oh, there's no quid pro quo. Yeah. Those are the 2 points you hit on. One, doesn't matter. Two, yes, there fucking was.
Yeah.
So wrong on both accounts.
Yeah. Like, super wrong. And then what was it? Was it Ron Johnson? Who was it? Yeah. Who was
This Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
This fucking Dingleberry. So,
which
Ron
is fun
Johnson,
to say, by the way.
What's that?
It's fun to say, by the way. Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
Yeah. That's how they make them out there. So, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. Jesus Christ. Does your mother even care for you? So he tells a reporter, he's like, so I had heard about this like back when this was all going on in September. And I went to the president and the press, or I went to Sondland, and Sondland was like, dude, there definitely is a quid pro quo, and here is what it is. Like, we're not giving these motherfuckers these javelins until they do this this investigation. And he's like, whoa, that's crazy. And so he went and talked to Trump. He's like, this is what I heard. And Trump was like, that's not true. Who told you that? Which is hilarious. And so then he's like, oh, well, I'm glad it's not true, Mr. President. I'm glad you cleared that up. Thank you. And I'm going to go talk to the Ukrainians and tell them that everything is going to be fine and that's not true. And Trump was like, don't do that. Which is hilarious. Like, nah, hold up a second. Hold on. Don't tell him that. Yeah, because that is the quid pro quo, and that's exactly what they had planned on doing. They did not want to give up the javelins and everything until those motherfuckers played ball.
Yes. And yeah, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin was having a meltdown this weekend on Sunday show. Was that Chuck Todd? Was Chuck Todd actually getting tough with Ron Johnson?
Yes. Senator, please. Yeah, I was like, wow, these guys have really gotten to a point that is unbelievable. If Chuck Todd is growing a pair of balls and is challenging them.
You have caused Chuck Todd, of all people, to actually get tough with you. That's how bad this has gotten.
Do you know what some of the worst words in the English language are? Check out the Chuck Toddcast. And I'm just like, so an much. End of podcast. No.
Be sure to check out the Chuck Toddcast, or me and my friends talk about politics. And no, skip.
No. Here's what I'm not going to do. Listen to Chuck Todd about anything ever. He sucks.
I hate his fucking voice, but I also hate his fucking face. So
yeah, I'm not a fan of Chuck Todd's face. No.
To quote the greatest president of my lifetime, the 44th president of the United States of America, Barack Obama, fuck you, Chuck Todd.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
But in all seriousness, this may be the only time I recommend watching a clip with Chuck Todd. Watch Chuck Todd giving the business to Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who loves Ron Swanson and Charles Bronson.
That's true. True story. Apparently, a black conservative on Fox News said that Chuck Todd should resign and apologize for his contentious interview with Ron Johnson. No. What? That's, by the way, that's been a theme recently, is that everyone opposing the Republicans should resign or be impeached. Mitt Romney should be impeached. Nancy Pelosi should be impeached. Chuck Todd of the Chuck Todd cast should resign. No, Adam Schiff should resign. No, yeah, be all because they oppose the president.
I was just having this argument with somebody about, I forget who they were mad about, but it was one of those like, everybody who doesn't support the president needs to be impeached. Like, they're tired. Oh, all the people in the senators, in the Senate and Congress need to be impeached. I'm like, you know, you can't actually impeach anybody in the legislative branch. Because they're the people who do the impeachment. So
it's because they don't know jack shit about politics. Dude. Like, they don't know anything.
And I was, I was just explaining this to an idiot. And then the next day, literally next day, fucking President Moron gets on his Twitter and hashtag impeach Mitt Romney. That's the man who is charged with protecting and defending the Constitution of the United States has not read it. And doesn't know that you can't impeach senators.
I'm sorry. Read the Constitution. Knock it off.
No.
Please.
No.
It's never read
I mean, you heard that from the beginning when there's that story about him being told, oh, you got to watch out for the 25th Amendment. 25th Amendment, what's that? Like, you didn't even read the fucking amendments?
Like, nah. I didn't have time.
Yeah, that shit's easy.
You should have probably read you should have probably read all of the amendments before starting the job. That's like not reading the job description. Like,
yeah, well, you should have definitely read Article 2. But you might want to take a skim of Article 1 to see what kind of stuff they can do.
He read Article 2. No, he read Article 2.
I can do everything I want.
Anything.
Those are my Article 2 powers. I can do anything I want. It's in the Constitution.
It's all there.
Yeah. So, no, you cannot impeach a senator. But all these morons on Twitter are spread around. Like, impeachment Romney was trending both from idiots who agree with it and also from people who know how to read who were using it to point out that you can't actually impeach a senator.
You can't?
You can't
what? Huh? How?
Yeah. No, that fucking impeachment is the thing that the legislative branch has to keep the other two branches in check.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't use it on themselves. Now, the House or the Senate could vote to expel a member. But that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah. That's what he meant. That's what he meant. You don't understand. That's your problem, Andy. You're the idiot.
Goddamn moron who thinks that Mitt Romney needs to be impeached, which one, he can't be, and two, the thing that he's thinks Mitt Romney needs to lose his job for is speaking critically of the president.
That's it. Romney didn't even say that he should be impeached. He was just like, I find this to really be quite bad.
This is
like,
yeah.
And unacceptable.
He barely went to like a half McCain on this. Wow, this is troubling behavior. Like, that's it. That's all he did.
Yeah. But because he's not I believe my jimmies have been rustled.
Right, yeah. Because he's not just a total subservient cuck. Yeah, we have to get rid of Romney.
Dude, I just want one time for him to say something like, we need to impeach Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney just comes out and be like, impeach these balls, you know? Like, what are you gonna do to me? Like, I don't understand why they tolerate him. I just don't understand it. You know, I think it was like Seth Abramson.
Especially if you're Mitt Romney.
Dude, you're fine. Look, okay, you lose. Let's say they run you out of town in Utah. Who cares?
They won't. All right. So for one, Utah is, or it has been for the last several cycles, the single most Republican state. It's the reddest state of all of them. For two, he's Mitt Romney.
Yeah, he's like the greatest Mormon of all time.
Yeah, it's like Brigham Young is like number two, number one Joseph Smith, number three Mitt Romney, I think.
I'm going Mitt Romney number two. How about that?
You're going Joseph Smith number one, Mitt Romney number two, yeah. Brigham Young number three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like people know who Mitt Romney is in the modern day, and that matters more. Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Right? They it's like Hat Screamer and then Mitt Romney. All of these laws are important. Like, or ever, however it works. I don't know. I'm not an idiot. whatever. I just want them to push back. But I think that's coming. And I think once it starts happening, he's not going to know what to do. When Republican senators go on TV and they're just like, nah, the president is really screwing this up. This is a bad idea. None of this is acceptable. He needs to go. When that moment comes, nah, yo. The dam is going to break loose. It's like the whistleblower. It only takes one person to do, and you're just like, hey, all right, this wasn't so bad. Oh, okay, okay. And then after that, it's just going to be one after the other, every Sunday show, them just dunking on this guy. And then it's going to be bedlam. And I can't wait for it.
Holy shit. In the 2012 presidential election in the state of Utah, Mitt Romney got 72.6% of the vote.
Jesus. Can't beat him, man. Can't beat him.
Barack Obama didn't lose any state by as far as he lost in Utah. He got completely handed to him.
Yeah. I mean, but who's surprised? right? Like,
I'm just saying that's how strong of a performance Mitt Romney had in Utah, and then what'd he do in his Senate election?
Yeah, I'm sure he did incredibly well, but you know he should. Like, how the fuck are you losing? You're Mitt Romney.
Yeah, bitch, I'm Mitt Romney.
Yeah, exactly. Mr. Moneybags. Yeah, so like this idea of Mitt Romney kowtowing doesn't make sense to me. And I'm glad he's not, but I think he needs to go stronger. Like just go ham, man. Like stop bullshitting. Just go ham.
Oh, Mitt Romney only got 62.6% of the vote in the Senate election 2018.
Yeah, well that's probably because there's other fucking Mormon psychos running.
No.
It's not like he's running against a black man in Utah. I mean, come on.
No, the Democrat got like 30% of the vote. So there you go.
Wow.
That's still a blowout.
Yeah. Like, why even run, dude? Who cares? So Seth Abramson, or Seth Abrams, I guess. Or is it Abramson? The guy who doesn't have a blog that's on Twitter.
It's Abramson, isn't it?
Is it Abramson?
Yeah.
He had written a whole thing this morning, which I thought was interesting, about like what the Republican Party has become and how, because they're basically a dying party, they're so dangerous, right? Like they're just cheating to hang on, which is true. I mean, if you look at all the elections, they're just absolutely cheating to keep any level of relevancy.
They're a minority party representing a minority of Americans, but they have, through nefarious means, have managed to hang on to power, but
right,
they represent white Christians who are getting to be a smaller and smaller percentage of the American population.
Well, not even just white Christians, but white hyper conservative Christians, right? Yeah. Like it's one thing. There's plenty of white Christians who vote Democrat. It's just that they're not like they're just not nutball conservatives. Like they're just not. Yeah, now, they might have more conservative leanings, but they're not like, we need to ban the gays from existing. Like, no. Like, that is an exclusive club for Republicans. So, but Abrams had mentioned this whole idea of the schism theory, that Republicans aren't willing to pull the plug on Trump, like in an impeachment or anything, because some of them are afraid of the party creating a schism in the party where you would have like Republicans and then like Trump folks, and they would break the party in half. And then of course the Democrats would win every election. And I was thinking about this and I'm like, that's not true. Like the schism theory is bullshit. I hear it a lot, but it's relatively bullshit in my opinion, because the Democrats are more likely to have a schism, or have the schism theory be accurate to them than Republicans, because the Republicans literally, like the joke is, you know, Republicans fall in line and Democrats fall in love. You know, you can look, if the GOP right now bailed on Trump and was like, it's time for you to go, and they all voted for impeachment and got him out of here, as much as Republicans who support Trump would be screaming their fucking heads off, as much as they did that, right at election time, they would be right there at the polls voting for Mike Pence or whatever generic Republican there is, because there's no way they're going to just let a Joe Biden or a, God forbid, a Bernie Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren moonwalk their way right into the White House. They're not going to do that. Democrats, on the other hand, damn near tried to blow up their party because they felt like Bernie got slighted. Like the last time. So this idea that Republicans would do that is crazy. So if you want to get like Republicans, if you just want to get rid of Trump, yeah, you'll hear some bitching for a couple of months. They'll be right back. They'll be right back on the teat right at election time. Like it didn't even happen.
Yeah. Again, you're going to the historical example. Nixon won in a blowout, won re-election in an absolute blowout. And then they ran him out of office. Jimmy Carter won, served one term, and they were back with one of their strongest elections ever in 1980 with Ronald Reagan.
Right. Yeah. And I don't even think, I mean, they I think got if, you, over if, it. You dump, if you dump Trump, if you dump Trump now, I think they'd get over him by the time the election came. I don't think they would. Now, they might still lose just because, like, Trump is really bad, and that's going to be in the forefront of a lot of people's mind. But I think they would still, like, they're not going to stay home. No, they're not. Dude, there's no way. Can you imagine if Bernie Sanders was the candidate? They'd just be like, oh, well, we're going to show the Republican Party and just not vote. Fuck no, dude. They'd be like, there's fucking Joseph Stalin is running. Like,
we have to stop socialism in America.
He's practically Adolf Hitler. Like,
what? Like, well,
it's got socialist in the name. I don't know. I don't really understand history as it goes, but it doesn't matter. Like, so they would not just let them just waltz in on some easy raise. So yeah, if you want to get rid of them now. So you can give that part of your party time to heal and just go, oh, I'm really mad, but I really hate Democrats. And then you get back to the business at hand. Meanwhile, we can save the Republic. Like, to be honest.
Nah, it's going to be a problem, though. However Trump leaves office is going to be a problem.
Absolutely. I have a theory.
Whether he gets thrown out, whether he gets voted out, whether he gets dragged out kicking, screaming, or he dies in office. There is going to be a contingent of Trump supporters. And it's not the majority, but it's going to be enough to cause trouble. There's going to be a contingent of Trump supporters that decides to take out their anger over that by shooting innocent people.
Oh, yeah, sure. 100%. Or at least, like, threatening to do so. Yeah, 100%. No, I'm saying
there will be some who still do.
You're probably right. I hope not, but you're probably right.
There's too many mentally ill people who love Donald Trump and too many fucking guns. It's going to happen. Like, just, it's going to.
Yeah. I hope they just run up to the White House and then they just get fucking slaughtered. Sure. Wait, how many minutes before the hour mark? What I meant to say was, I hope that those people get help. Fast forward 3 minutes. So Mike Pence is involved in this now?
Yeah.
Big Pence. At first, yeah. Mike Pence has been doing a really good job of staying out of all of Trump world, just basically blending in with the furniture.
Doesn't matter. Trump tossed him head first under the bus. My favorite thing about all of this is Trump cannot wait to throw everyone around him under the fucking bus.
Dude, I don't know why they work for him. He is such a fucking snake.
It's the best. Like, we found out, the first thing that came out was Rick Perry was quitting. Then the next day it comes out, oh, Trump's trying to pin everything on Rick Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, he immediately tried to blame Pence for everything. And there's something to that, because Pence was the one who was delivering the quid pro quo to the Ukrainians.
In person. So yeah, he went to Ukraine and was like, hey, do you like Javelin missiles? Like, yes, mother says Javelin missiles are great. All right.
We're going to give you the Javelin missiles, provided you do a corruption investigation.
Have you seen our new Space Force program? Why am I talking like a fucking idiot? I don't know. I don't know. But his cadence is so goddamn bizarre. Jesus, he is so weird. That guy definitely gets fucked with a ball gag in his mouth. Like that guy is disturbed, man. He's disturbed. Like, his level of weirdness has got to be through the roof. It has to be. It has to be. I refuse to believe that it's not. So, he's involved, which means that if Trump goes, Pence has to go, because there's no conversation here. Like, Pence is in some ways more involved because he literally physically was there. Though him and his people tried to say, well, he went there to talk about corruption and ferret out corruption, but he wasn't aware of the quid pro quo. And then they were like, but you knew about the call. He's like, no, I didn't know about the call. They were like, you had a transcript of the call. They gave it to you. It's in your notes. He's like, oh, I didn't read it. And they're like, your national security advisor was on the call and he was with you this whole time. Like, he didn't tell me. Like, either Mike Pence is completely inept at his job or he's lying. Now, he could be both, but I think that he's probably just lying. So,
yeah, he's in world trouble. Well, we don't think he read it, or if he did, he didn't absorb it.
He didn't absorb it.
Like, Jesus. Okay, so you didn't read a briefing on Ukraine when you were going to take a trip to Ukraine? That's the story you're going with. We gave you a briefing on everything going on in Ukraine. You're on your way to your Ukraine, and you didn't bother to read it. You think that sounds better? That doesn't sound good to me.
Yeah. I just don't understand. It's so very weird. It's so very, like, yo, we're not idiots, man. Come on. But he does. I mean, they just literally believe that we will believe anything.
Yeah.
Which is just super wild to me.
I sent you something that we should listen to.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I'm getting ready to plug in my laptop here. Just trying to quietly do that. So talk about Rick Perry as I pretend like I'm listening. Talk about Rick Perry's involvement.
So yes, Rick Perry, who is the secretary of the Department of what is it? I don't know.
Oops. That guy is a serious fucking person in politics. That is crazy to me.
What the best thing about all of this is that the thing he was trying to think of was Department of Energy, and now he's the Secretary of Energy.
Now he's running it. Jesus Christ. So, yes. Weirdly, so, I found this video of Mike Pence. You won't believe this. Let's see if this will play. All right, here you go. This is Mike Pence talking, like for real, at campaign events.
The Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence.
When America is strong, the world is safe.
America has remained the best in space.
Relentless pursuit of victory will guide us to return to the moon, put Americans on Mars. Welcome to Made in America Week. We'll rise to that challenge. We will stand with our allies, restoring democracy and ending the crisis.
Welcome to a new era for American infrastructure.
The great respect of the president.
So true.
Whole, free, and at peace.
So true.
A mountain and man of steel.
Say it again, what?
This will end.
Bye-bye.
The Daily Show is fucking perfect. That's hilarious.
Bye-bye. Yes. I don't know why Mike Pence talks like that.
He's so weird. What is wrong with him? You know what it is? That comes from having to have sex with a person who you yell mother during. It just fucks your brain up.
I think he's playing an important politician, right? And he wants his words to sound important. Like, we will put a man on the moon by the end of the decade.
Decade.
You know, yeah, like.
Oh my god, fucking Mike
Pence. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. Like, he wants his words to be important like that, but he just sounds like a fucking robot.
Yeah, yeah, he's an idiot. I just think he looks like a grown up, he looks like Race Bannon.
Yeah.
Like a not fit Race Bannon.
Yes, so Trump is now blaming everything on Rick Perry.
Yeah. Which is true, right? Like, Rick Perry is, when I think about people who are criminal masterminds, absolutely. Rick Perry is the guy I think of. The guy who couldn't think of the Department of Energy. Jesus Christ.
The mastermind Rick Perry.
Look, one of the greatest things Trump ever said, I have to say, is like, look at Rick Perry up there with his fucking smart guy glasses. Like, he called him out. Like, he just put on those dumb glasses and he was like, oh, I'm smart now. Like, no, you're not. I believe he got a C plus in meats when he was in college. Guy's a fucking idiot. Yo, they used to refer to him as the dumb George Bush.
Wow.
I'm serious. Wow. I'm fucking dead serious. Like, he is not a bright guy at all. He is constantly very confused. I bet he's a nice guy to hang out with, because he's probably one of those like just complete simpletons, and you have a good time having a beer with him, and then you guys start talking about something for real, and he just starts talking about a bunch of gobbledygook, and then you realize his glasses they're just empty frames, they don't even have lenses in them.
He probably knows some great places to go get a steak though.
Oh, that guy loves barbecue.
Yeah, 100%.
He's like, look, I didn't do too good in meats, but I know meat.
Per sources, Trump rattled off the same thing he's been saying publicly, that his call with Zelensky was perfect and he did nothing wrong. But then he threw Perry into the mix and said something to the effect of, not a lot of people know, but I didn't even want to make the call. The only reason I made the call was because Rick asked me to.
Yeah, that's fucked
something,
up.
Something about a liquefied natural gas plant.
Which is funny because in the entire, you know, quote unquote transcript, there's no mention of that. There's no mention of it at all.
Yeah, he's just chucking Rick Perry under the bus.
Yeah, for no damn reason. Like, yo, I'm sure Rick Perry's like, yo, what the fuck, bro? Like, I was on Dancing with the Stars last week. Leave me alone. Yeah, but apparently both Politico and the Associated Press name two Texans that Perry reportedly pushed Ukraine to consider for a board of a gas company over there called Naftogaz. And they were basically trying to, they donated, like $20,000 to Rick Perry's reelection campaign, back in the day. So like, he's basically just trying to, like, they were doing their own quid pro quo. And also of course in the Rick Perry shit, fucking Giuliani's involved in that too. So great. So, like, ultimately, Rick Perry isn't the reason for the shadiness that Trump was trying to do, but Rick Perry had his own shadiness on the side. Like, they were all trying to grift money out of Ukraine for different reasons. Oh, God, you all need to go to jail. Just all of you.
Yeah, turns out they're all corrupt, every last one of them.
Yeah, the fish rots from the head, as they say.
Surrounded himself with fucking goons.
Yeah. Big dumb goons. fucking Rick Perry. I will never forget that image I saw of Rick Perry shooting a gun into the air, which was amazing. Like, he's like,
graduated from Texas A&M with a degree in animal science.
Yeah, that's the one where he got like a low grade in the meats.
Hey, did he pass? Did he pass?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yo, this picture is Rick Perry holding the gun in the air, because that's, I believe, the gun he used to shoot a coyote.
Oh, there you go.
He was like, I done killed a coyote, my own hand, like America. Like, all right, Rick, just fucking take it easy. Good Lord. He's got a picture of Perry for governor, Texas values, proven leadership, him in a gun store. And there's like a Steyr AUG behind him. I'm like, yo, are you taking Nakatomi Plaza? What are you doing there? Jesus Christ. Rick Perry is a weirdo. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Texas governor says he shot a coyote after it threatened his dog on a run. So he goes on a run packing. Like, packing heat. You know, Texans are weird. A weird state, man.
What are you going to do? Just let the coyote attack your dog?
No, but why are you running with a handgun? That is my question. That's weird.
Well, obviously for coyotes.
You know what? I'm the idiot.
You answered your own question there, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry that I didn't understand that Space Force is cool. His mother back.
Do you go running without a gun? I think you're the weird one.
Yeah. I mean, in Baltimore, probably should, actually. Probably not the worst idea. That's where Prairie Guy's got a lot of good ideas, actually. He should be president.
Sure.
No. So early Sunday morning, Trump decided he was going to try to sneak this in. Maybe nobody would notice, but he was like, yo, we leave in Syria. We're out. And not only are we leaving, hey, Kurds, thanks for doing all the work and fighting ISIS. We're going to just let Turkey invade and murder all of you. So we got to go. We're busy.
Yeah.
Don't call. Don't call us. We'll call you.
It is gone. It's so crazy that Brian Kilmeade actually broke with the president on this.
Yeah. No, the funny thing is Brian Kilmeade was 100% correct.
What, you can just abandon the Kurds and let the Turkish roll over them? Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. And like, I guess, I mean, I'm probably the first one to say this, but I guess Brian Kilmeade, welcome to the resistance, right? Right? Come on, guys. You got to bring Kilmeade in. What if in the war of liberals versus conservatives, we win Brian Kilmeade? That would be weird. Like, he just all of a sudden is like, just a fucking political genius. And he's like, yeah, it turns out. What the hell was I doing sitting next to Steve Doocy all these years? Good Lord.
Trump tweeted, this is shortly before Turkey went ahead and started their invasion, which they have now done.
Yeah, they've already been doing bombings. Good. Yeah.
He tweeted, as I have stated strongly before, and just to reiterate, that if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, can...
Wait, he didn't actually say that part, did he?
Did you read that?
I don't remember reading that, but Jesus Christ.
That is exactly what he said, as I have stated.
In unmatched wisdom?
Just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. I've done before.
Oh, but you haven't.
You remember that, guys? Do you remember when Donald Trump completely destroyed and obliterated the economy of Turkey? You remember that day? That was a rough one. They must, with Europe and others, watch over the captured ISIS fighters and families. The U.S. has done far more than anyone could ever expect, including the capture of 100% of the ISIS caliphate. That is not true.
That's very not true.
It is time now for others in the region, some of great wealth, to protect their own territory. The USA is great. All caps. This caused Brian Kilmeade to break with him weirdly. Lindsey Graham called this the biggest lie that this administration tells, is that they completely destroyed ISIS.
Lindsey Graham. I don't understand how they even believe that that's true.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham has been an absolute supplicant on everything that the administration does, but he finally had to break off on something and go, no, ISIS still exists. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
This guy's lying all the time. He will not stop lying. I hate him. I hate myself. I'm gay, guys. I'm gay.
Yo, that would be the best. That would be the best fucking response. Like, just it all just comes out.
I'm tired of doing this. I can't live a lie. I'm a homosexual and I hate Donald Trump.
John McCain was my best friend. I'm so sorry, John. I've been a dick. Speaking of dick, this is my boyfriend, Tito. I want Graham to have that moment where he just, I mean, he doesn't have to come out as being gay. I think it would be cathartic for him, but I would like him to come out and just be like, look, this is enough is enough. Like, enough is enough. And you know, Graham, like, come on, dude, come on. Like, looking at old videos of Lindsey Graham, I'm like, yo, what happened to you? Like, what happened to you, dude? John McCain died and like, your spirit died with him. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, no, Lindsey Graham, like, a couple years ago was awesome.
Yeah, he was.
My favorite one of his quotes is, "If we destroy or if we nominate Trump, we'll get destroyed and we'll deserve it."
Yeah,
and he was right. They're getting destroyed and they deserve it.
They absolutely deserve it. Holy shit! Are you kidding me? Yes, indeedy. So, yeah, look, the Syria thing is going to be interesting because we are, I mean, it's getting condemnation from across the political spectrum because we're just leaving the Kurds to fucking rot.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is right before this was announced, Ivanka had sent out a tweet about like, oh, thanks to President Erdogan for, you know, like, joining some
that's an old tweet, but that was it's come up because it's relevant. Yeah, it was a few years ago, but it was thanks to President Erdogan for joining us at the grand opening of Trump Tower Istanbul.
Yeah,
the reason that's going around again is because people are pointing out that they make money off of Turkey.
Right. So they're
Turkey do whatever the fuck they want. It is completely about making money, and they're letting our allies die for their own financial interest.
And I mean, look, one thing we haven't talked about on the show is Trump's foreign policy, right? Like Bush and Cheney had the 1% doctrine, right? If there's a 1% chance that, you know, some country is going to do something to us, then we can attack, which is insane. Incidentally, it is also the insane logic that fucking Ben Affleck's Batman used. There's a 1% chance we have to take him down. Like, dude, that's it. What? No, Ben, go sit down. That's nuts. I think you might be drunk. So the 1% doctrine was very much of the Bush administration. Obama's foreign, like his sort of foreign policy was much more diplomacy oriented. But he also wanted coalitions when he went into military conflicts, which he did. And he was much more about using soft power where he could. And then he would drone strike the fuck out of you if he couldn't. So I'm not going to pretend that he didn't. But he was much more of a diplomacy level guy than just bomb first and, you know, ask questions later. And Trump's foreign policy seems to be almost exclusively transactional, which is funny because you only need to look to his foreign policy to realize that, yes, there always is a quid pro quo because that's exactly how he runs his entire White House. Like, right. We don't deal with countries on anything unless it is a quid pro quo situation. That's why we don't help. I know it's not a separate country, but that's why we didn't help Puerto Rico, because there is no what could they do for us, right? That's why we didn't help the Bahamas, because they could not do anything for us. Like, don't get it twisted. If the Bahamas was kicking in millions of dollars to, you know, the Trump Hotel in fucking Freeport, they would have gotten assistance. But because they don't have money, because it's not, you know, as far as transactional goes, like a transactional relationship goes, they don't have anything. So henceforth, he'll make some excuse not to help them. Turkey's an example going the other way.
It's the reason we have an emoluments clause, because you don't want to have your foreign policy decisions be in question like they are.
Right.
This is what the founding fathers were talking about.
Yeah.
Is they were very worried at the beginning that just like, you know, princes and kings from other countries were just going to be able to come and have undue influence over us, and you would have, like, you know, have your president be totally in the pocket of some other country. So they made it illegal.
Right.
And that was a smart idea. Not saying everything they did, they didn't knock everything out of the park, but that was a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't want two parties, like the French party and the English party, right? Like, right. One party completely controlled by the French, one party completely controlled by the English. And then basically the country is under the control of Europe anyway. So, yeah, it made total sense and it worked really well for a long time. And then, a fucktard, got elected president and was like, oh, what about Russia, guys? And so this is where we are.
Right. And the worst part about it is not just that this person exists, is that his entire party is just fine with it.
Yeah. Remember when the GOP nominee said that our biggest enemy was Russia? Yeah, that was it's a long time ago. Who was that? Mitt Romney. Wasn't that long ago, man. Where Russia was our biggest enemy. 4 years before this one. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, people shat on him and was like, Russia's not our biggest enemy, you idiot. I would be one of those people. And guess what? Mitt Romney was 100% correct. He was. He was 100% right.
Yeah, broken clocks and all that. But he is a very much a traditional Republican in that way, and most Republicans agreed with that at one point.
Oh yeah, exactly. Not anymore. Clowns.
No. Absolute clowns.
Yep. So, all right, I think it is now time, the final 40 minutes of this show, to be dedicated to fuckery. Well, if you paid your money, it's going to be worth it. So, first up, Elizabeth Warren, the young, spry 70-year-old.
This definitely happened, and thank God for investigative reporter Jacob Wall for uncovering this truth.
Yes, and I feel like Elizabeth Warren, the best thing she could do is to live in her truth and not run from this like some sort of fucking coward. So Jacob Wool, like you said, investigative journalist, liberal coffee shop enthusiast, federal indictment target.
Collector.
Getter. So
yeah, he's Jacob currently under indictment for fraud, by the way. I don't think that should stop us from believing every word of this, though.
Yeah, no, and I do. I think Jacob Wall is a longtime truth teller. He's just misunderstood. Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman, who are two right wing, and this is my favorite political term, right wing smear merchants. I love that turn of phrase. This is great.
Jack Berkman is a long time. He's quite a bit older than Jacob Wall. A long-time rat fucker in the conservative politics game.
But he used to be like a regular guy on the news.
Did he?
Yeah, like he was just a regular conservative guy on the news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he became more of a rat fucker over time. So, yeah, these two fucking jackholes, these guys are also responsible for holding one of the funniest press conferences until this one, where they tried to say that Robert Mueller had engaged in a sexual assault charge or situation with a woman who they could not bring forth or provide any level of evidence. Then they said that Pete Buttigieg had some sort of wild sex thing. I didn't even pay attention to it. I was like, Pete Buttigieg is in like fifth place, dude. Who gives a shit?
No, he sexually assaulted a man. And then the man that they got that was going to come say that he was sexually assaulted backed out right before the event and was like, look, I can't do this. This is fake. This is all fake. It's not true. I don't want to go make these accusations that are 100% not true and get myself in trouble.
Yeah, so, it's a bad idea.
Good on that guy.
Yeah, good for him. So now they're moving on to their latest target, that known wild 70-year-old Elizabeth Warren, as I heard her refer to, walking Excel spreadsheet, Elizabeth Warren.
He had also tried to start a controversy that Kamala Harris was not eligible to run for president because both of her parents are immigrants.
Right.
She was born in California. Of course.
Was she? Was she? Is California really America, though? Was it? Is it? Is it? Look, this is one of those stories where I go, yeah, Terrence is right. White people get on my goddamn nerves.
going on? So, all right, well, let's cut to the chase.
Did we have any more? Hang on. There's been a lot, hasn't there?
Well, he got busted for also for securities fraud, right? He's banned from running any sort of trading any stocks or whatever.
Yeah, youngest ever to be permanently banned from trading ever again.
Yeah. No, that's good. I like that.
He had tried to do a thing with Laura Loomer to smear Ilhan Omar. They were trying to prove that Ilhan Omar married her brother to get U.S. citizenship, which is a dumb lie.
Now, people do that, but she didn't. Like, that does happen, right? And also...
No, the entire thing... have you looked into it?
I know it's all bullshit. But no, I'm saying people have done that. Yeah. Like, no offense, I literally know someone who did.
Okay.
Yeah. But not their brother, but... a cousin.
But well, so the person that they're accusing her of marrying to that they're saying is her brother. For one, isn't her brother, and for two, is a British citizen. None of it makes sense. But the entire it was a thing in Minnesota because she referred to him as brother, but she's Muslim, right? And you just call everybody your brother and your sister when you're both in the Muslim faith?
Right.
Yeah. So she referred to her now ex-husband as her brother because that's what you do.
But, oh, my God.
But that's the entire thing. That's literally all of it. Is she said she referred to him as what I forget what his name is, but, you know, if it's John, as Brother John, whatever. But that's it. That's the entire concept.
Yeah, but okay, wait. Because I don't want to get too bogged into the weeds because, but she said, like, Brother John?
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah, she just,
Who refers to their actual biological brother as, like your brother Alex? You wouldn't be like, Brother Alex over there. You wouldn't.
Right. Yeah.
He's not a monk. No one talks like that.
Right. But but if you're in the Muslim faith, like, I would say, oh, yeah. This is
right.
I want you to hear from Brother Jay here, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's wow. Just again, why are you really get on my nerves? What are you people doing?
That's the entire controversy. One, not her brother. Two, not an American citizen anyway, so it doesn't even fucking make sense. The guy was British.
Also, three, Muslim. Just calm down. So this week, or this past week, Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman decided that they were going to launch another one of their lovely claims, which is, according to Splinter News, quote, world's biggest dipshits hilariously mangle hit job on Elizabeth Warren, in which these two jackholes go, they actually had a press conference in front of, I guess, Jack Berkman's house in Fairfax, Virginia.
No one actually gives them a real platform anymore, so they just had to go out in front of the house. My question to you, have you read the Project 1599 statement?
I have only seen parts of it. Do you have it?
I have it right here. Oh, it's God. The best thing I've ever read.
Okay, can you, one, please send that to me in Messenger so I can pull this up as well. Two, this is in Fairfax, Virginia. I am livid that I didn't know where it was. Because 100% I would have taken off to go down there and record this. Dude, are you serious? Like, in a New York minute. Like, this is definitely worth blowing a vacation day for. I'm in Maryland. I get down to Fairfax, no problem. Go have lunch with my sister-in-law, my nieces and nephews after yelling at Jacob Wall and calling him a cunt on TV.
I was going to say, aren't all your in-laws in the
Fairfax? Yeah, they're in Northern Virginia.
Fine.
Oh boy, here we go.
Statement of fact and belief. I don't know why these are numbered. Number one.
I don't know.
My name is Kelvin Welly. I'm a 25-year-old U.S. Marine Corps combat veteran. Two, Senator Elizabeth. Is that, was it?
Yeah, no, they turned out that he was not in combat ever.
Oh, okay.
He lied about that.
Two, Senator Elizabeth Warren first secured my services from a website called Cowboys for Angels. This is a site for attractive young men who provide companionship escort services
for well-heeled women. 3, I was hired by Senator Warren. From this site, on August 7th, 2018, she reached out and messaged me on the site. Where's this gets so funny. 4, on August 8th, 2018, I was booked by Senator Warren on a flight to Massachusetts. I was told to take an Uber to the lobby of the Hilton Hotel in Woburn, Massachusetts. I complied the instructions, I complied with the instructions of my new client, despite being rather nervous. I had spent time with older women before, but never a woman older than 60.
What a dick.
5.
What a dick.
Although I was unaware of it at the time, Senator Warren wanted not just rough sex, but extensive BDSM play. On the early morning, on the early morning of August 8th, before boarding my flight, she messaged me and told me to bring toys. I asked what kind of toys. She said, surprise me. At that point, while waiting to board my flight, I ordered a Hitachi massager and a small tube of water-based lubricant. I had the products delivered via Amazon, same-day delivery to the front desk of the Hilton where I was to meet Senator Warren. 6, on the evening of August...
Shout out to Jeff Bezos. making this happen.
On the evening of August 8th, 2018, was the first of not several, but many BDSM sessions with Senator Warren. 7, this is where it gets good. Although I had a fair amount of experience in this business, I was shocked by the intensity, duration, and sheer violence of what Senator Warren wanted. After...
Keep in mind, this guy is supposed to be a 25-year-old Marine.
Yes. After our introductory pleasantries, she seemed disappointed with what I had ordered from Amazon, although we made use with what we had available during that session. I usually don't ask whether my clients are married, but for some reason with Senator Warren, I did before we parted ways. She said, yes, I am married. My husband and I are in an open relationship. She added, in my line of work, this is a fairly common arrangement. You wouldn't believe how many studs like you show up up to the congressional retreats. After that, I got an Uber back to the airport.
None of this happened. Okay.
No, none of this happened at all.
Okay.
This is complete. This is Senator Warren fan fiction. Oh, Lord, there's more.
So now hold on a second, because I watched this press conference. I watched all of it. It was amazing. This guy says that Elizabeth Warren didn't just have sex with him, but also had BDSM sex with a friend of his, a woman who he had sex with a quote, lime green strap-on dildo.
Awesome.
During the press conference, which you can find on YouTube, and I highly recommend that you do watch it. During the press conference, someone yells out from the crowd, what about the lime green dildo?
Like, oh, yeah. Here dude, it is.
Hilarious.
Hey, as time went on, our sessions became increasingly edgy. During one session, she insisted on being whipped 22 times prior to having intercourse. On another, she asked me to bring a cat of nine tails, which I obtained again from Amazon. Over strenuous objection, she insisted that I whip her with the cat of nine tails until there was extensive marks on her buttock. Rough sex followed. 9, in late 2018 at a hotel in Washington, D.C., she insisted on doing a threesome with me and a second woman. She asked me to procure a beautiful and busty woman in her early 20s, so I asked a friend of mine from high school who I knew to be sexually adventurous. Senator Warren engaged in lesbian sex with a friend of mine from high school using a lime green strap-on dildo she had brought with her in her suitcase, still new in the box. The distinct rubbery smell of that device was overwhelming, so Senator Warren, who I knew at this point as just Liz, asked me to wash it off in the sink after taking it out of the box, which I did.
Look, I'm calling it right now. Since we're going with the fact that this did happen, and I believe that it did, I don't believe that this guy just sat there and watched Senator Warren, Madam President Warren. I don't think he sat there and just watched that woman give it to his good friend. I think Senator Warren, Madam President Warren, I think she might have cracked those cheeks. I feel like...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, 100%. I feel like Warren pegged this guy. And I think he's not manly enough to admit it. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think it happened. I think he liked it.
Get pegged or die trying, as they say.
Yeah.
Peg or die trying.
And number 10, Senator Warren also told me she has a 37-year-old daughter named Lisa that was the product of a one-night stand at a party she attended while she was a professor at the University of Houston. She told me she's always kept this daughter hidden from public view. That's awesome. This whole thing is fantastic. And definitely happened.
Yeah, no, it did. It did. So here's my question. Is this supposed to make us somehow not like her? Because this 100% makes me want to like her more. Not less.
My presidential candidate is a 70-year-old woman who outfucked a 25-year-old Marine.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's badass.
Yeah, it's so funny because the response, it just goes to show you, they're still trying to use the playbook of, the Clinton era. Sexual impropriety. People are just like, dude, I don't give a fuck. People are like, wait, am I supposed to care because she cheated on her husband? But you're offering the notion that they have an open relationship. So why do I give a fuck?
It's not even cheating.
It's not even cheating.
According to your own story.
Right. And did you watch any of the press conference itself?
No.
Oh, dude. Look.
I read some highlights.
Dude, no. You got to watch some of it because, one, it is so incredibly disorganized. And, while the guy is telling details about the dildo and shit like that, you can see Jacob Wold actually laughing. He's trying to keep it straight just because they know it's all bullshit. They all know.
Held the press conference in front of a big sign that said, Elizabeth Warren, cougar.
Can I vote for her twice? What is the problem here? At one point during the press conference, if you want to call it that, they made the guy take his shirt off and turn around and show the scar that Elizabeth Warren left with her cat of nine tails. And it's a significant scar on his back. And one of the reporters, they had legitimate reporters. I recognized the one guy from Yahoo News, which I'm like, you poor son of a bitch. Who put you on this beat?
They were able to ferret out the evidence of that by doing a deep investigative dive into his own public Instagram.
Yeah, they were like, is Ty99 Warrior you? And he was like, and they're like, yeah, because we pulled it up and here's a picture of you explaining where you got that scar a number of years ago at this point. And he's like, yeah, you were taking a swing set down and it hit your back and it left a permanent mark. So that's a lie. And the biggest part about him taking his shirt off isn't the scar that got proven to be an immediate lie. It was that he had a XXX the movie tattoo.
Yeah.
For right on the back real. Of his neck.
He has the logo of the XXX movie.
This guy is getting his cheeks cracked by a septuagenarian while yelling out, Xander Cage is my hero, is what I imagine the scenario would. That's how it went. Getting his cheek
cracked. So, the big sign that said Elizabeth Warren Cougar was going around. And so Elizabeth Warren tweeted out, always a good day to be reminded that I got where I am because a great education was available for $50 a semester at the University of Houston. Go Cougars. We need to cancel student debt and make college free for anyone who wants it.
It's a smart move, man.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Most people would ignore this nonsense, or even just come out and say it's nonsense.
Nope.
But no, Elizabeth Warren decides to make a joke about it.
Yeah,
she went viral based off of that, and smartly got one of her policy proposals out there within the response.
Yep. I had a plan for that. I mean, what's hilarious is, in a way, this completely helps her campaign because it legitimately doesn't. People are just SNL did a whole thing where they had Kate McKinnon on as Elizabeth Warren for the news segment, the weekly update. And she's on there and she talks to Michael. She calls Michael Che as like one of her supporters. She's like, thanks for the $10,000. I really appreciate that. And Colin Jost looks over. He's like, you gave her $10,000. He's like, yeah, I really like the idea of her banging that Marine. That was awesome. Like, but that's the thing. It doesn't hurt her, dude. It makes her look kind of, I mean, everyone knows it's bullshit, but it makes her look like a badass. She's a giant nerd. And what you tried to do was muddy her up and it just made her look cooler. Like it didn't work at all.
Yeah. The endorsements that she's got this week in the manner of people coming out against her have only helped her. So like all of the Wall Street bankers going, we don't want you to nominate Elizabeth Warren. We're not putting our money behind her. I'm like, cool. Fuck you anyway.
Yep.
And then Mark Zuckerberg got overheard at a company only function calling Elizabeth Warren an existential threat to Facebook. And
good.
Like, that's fantastic.
Yeah, thanks, dumb. Appreciate the free publicity.
But also, since he started talking about it and got put on the record, now, if anything, if there's any noticeable fuckery on Facebook to try to, you know, bury her or her campaign, people are going to notice and they're going to call him out on it.
Yep, absolutely.
Because he has now, like, publicly stated that he doesn't want her to be president. So now he cannot. Because the reason Zuckerberg does so many things is because he doesn't want to. He's so terrified of accusations of bias, right? Like, that's the reason he allows all this insane shit from the right to be on his platform. Because they say he's biased and he doesn't want to be viewed that way. So, yeah, if he does anything that could be viewed as trying to bury Elizabeth Warren's candidacy, call him out on that. Because he's very sensitive to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, they should. Yeah. They should.
Yeah.
But now
he's made it be known publicly like an idiot.
Yeah, well, he wasn't planning on it being public. But I'm glad that it is.
Yeah, but you can't tell all your employees that. That's something you tell in, you know, your evil boardroom in a cave where you're eating smoked meats or whatever.
Just smoking some meats, guys. Just smoking meats. It's really funny anybody that wants, Mark anybody wants Zuckerberg brisket and ribs? Is like a villain.
I love brisket and ribs. My favorite thing to have is brisket and ribs. Are you guys, anybody out there who's watching right now, are you guys eating brisket and ribs?
Mark Zuckerberg wants your number. He wants your dry rub recipe. Leave me alone, Mark. All right. This next story is all you, my man. Let's round this one out.
So it's funny.
It's true as well.
That's the other thing. It's definitely true.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. There's one last thing with this Elizabeth Warren thing that we have to get to. Press conference, Jacob Wohl made several comments about how Elizabeth Warren is, because she is a woman, she is hormonal. And that a hormonal woman shouldn't be at 70 years old out there having this disgusting sexual acts and cheating on her husband. And one of the reporters rightfully said, what about Donald Trump? He cheats. And he was like, one, we are not a partisan organization, which was met with utter laughter, which was hilarious. Also, at one point, one of the reporters yelled out at "that's what she said" joke, which I thought was hilarious. But I don't, like, they said something and then the reporter was like, "that's what she said." Like, it was like a moment from The Office or something. It was funny.
Yeah. I like that they get a chance to cut loose and not take something seriously.
Oh yeah. They give zero fucks. They're like, oh, who are you going to call? You can call my boss on this one. Go ahead.
This, by the way, is how you should treat White House press briefings.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just, you know, you're being bullshit. So yeah, just exactly. Treat it that
just,
way.
Just like, just do not take it seriously, but we don't have those anymore. So that's fine. But somebody said, you know, what about Trump and his cheating? And I kid you not, this is paraphrasing Wohl, but it's pretty close. Well, Trump is an alpha male, and so cheating for him is practically normal. Like, that's to be expected.
Right.
Who looks at this guy and thinks, one, alpha males or beta males? Just so people know, that's based on a report about wolves that turned out to not actually be true. Like, so stop saying it.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah, Yeah, they were like, oh, that's the alpha wolf and that's the beta wolf, and everybody follows them. And they did a little bit more study, and it turns out it was because those were the parents.
Yeah, like,
oh, all the wolves follow their parents. Okay, I get it now. So, yeah, an alpha male is just a dad.
Yeah, I'm an alpha
male. So we're alpha males now, yeah.
Yeah, sweet. Congrats.
Oh, you don't have kids? You fucking beta.
Yeah, fucking beta cuck. Get out of here. And you just pour some soy milk right on your head. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Go get some kids if you want to be an alpha male.
Yeah. And no sleep, bitch.
Right. That's what makes you an alpha.
Lack of sleep, heart conditions. Oh my God, I'm dying. Such an alpha.
Bags under your eyes and like 3 cups of coffee in your stomach.
Like, yeah. Alpha so male. Alpha, man. The alpha male. to quote Sepp Gorka, the alpha males have returned to the White House. Have you seen my Mustang? That fucking guy. And he's selling pain meds on the internet now. He's a fucking loser.
Fish oil pills, right?
That might be the same product. I don't know. But Sepp Gorka, I know he's like, I used to have, you know, anal fissures, and now I don't.
Whatever it was. Yeah, it's fish pills. Some kind of fish oil thing. Oh, shit. It's like a snake oil salesman, but now it's fish oil salesman.
Oh my God, what a loser. All right, this last story is all you, and it's 100% true, and I refuse to hear anything else about it.
So this comes from known bastion of truth-telling, politicalflare.com. I hadn't heard of this before this, but I'm sure it's true. But their source on this is a guy named Noel Castler, who used to work on The Apprentice. And he has been telling, for years now, has been telling anyone who will listen, that Donald Trump crushes up and snorts Adderall. He's the source on that.
I believe it.
But he really... anyone who thinks I'm joking about Trump wearing Depends should watch this video. I'm not. It's a known fact on Apprentice. He is incontinent from all of the years of stimulant abuse and fast food. Frequently, he wears adult diapers, has since at least 2007. You would often stop taping on The Apprentice because of his rage over not being able to read the word on a cue card. He would go scream at the crew until he soiled himself, then go snort more Adderall and change his Depends.
Yo, he is definitely wearing an adult diaper in this video.
The video that's posted, he does really look like he's wearing one. It's one of him walking in the light colored slacks. He usually wears really, you know, dark colored suits and stuff. But if you see him in slacks, it really does look like he's wearing adult diapers.
Yo, is our president pissing his pants? Like literally.
Yeah, he gets angry and screams and shits his pants and snorts Adderall, and that's the president. I have no...
This story is 100% true.
I have no reason not to believe it, really.
Here's the thing. I don't want to not believe it.
Well, here's the thing. This is more well-sourced than any of the birtherism stuff.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
There's actually a guy who worked on The Apprentice. Like, you can look up his credits. Noel Castler worked on The Apprentice for years.
This guy has firsthand knowledge of the president pooping his own pants.
First-hand knowledge. Yeah, this is, yeah. He was there. Is there a chance that he's making it up now to talk shit on the president because he hated working for him? Yes, of course there is. Am I going to believe that? No. No, I'm going with this as fact. Our president snorts crushed up Adderall and shits his pants.
Yeah, I don't think that's wrong.
Yeah, that's a fact.
No, I think if you look at his tweets... He's got a couple of rage tweets that he's clearly being laid on a changing table, much like I do my daughter, and being cleaned up. That's what I assume is happening. Because he's not doing it himself, right? He's too rich. Right? He's got a Jeeves. He's got like an ass Jeeves to come over and do that.
Oh, Lord.
There's got to be, like, was that Hope Hicks' job? She wasn't just a pants steamer. Should change his diaper too.
Oh, that is awful.
Now, are they like diapers like for my daughter, or are they like pull-ups for like a big boy?
Yeah, I think it's more like a pull-up, right?
Can you imagine
like mommy, wow, I'm a big kid now.
Oh my god. Can you imagine having to fucking be the president and wear a fucking pull up? The presidency brought to you by fucking Huggies. Like, get out of here. It's funny because it's true.
Every day you see it when he gets just pants shittingly angry on Twitter, screaming about.
That's why he got so mad at that Finland press conference when he was with the president of Finland. And the guy's like, what did you want them to do in Ukraine? And he's like, just ask the president of Finland a question. I've got to get my pull-up changed. Shut up. And he was so mad. So angry.
Yeah.
That is something to look for, by the way. When he goes off into like a rage, see if he walks away. Like, does he walk away kind of funny?
Yeah, he's gotta go get.
Because he just got like a full load in there.
They need someone to change his nappy.
Yeah. Start screaming. Instead of getting a binky like my daughter gets, like they just shove a fucking whopper in his mouth. Just like, just shut up. Shut up while we clean you up. Just shut your mouth. Just like Benghazi, 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 and you just got to shove a burger in there.
I see no reason not to believe this. Honestly.
No, I think this is 100%. I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it. They also say incompetence is incontinence is also can be connected to dementia. So, I mean that seems obvious to me, but I like the idea of it's because he snorts Adderall like a beast. And someone responding to this said, I just assumed it was his fupa. Yeah, it could be. I mean, he could just have a fupa. That's true.
The first fupa.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for stories from White House aides to come out after this is all over.
Dude, this is 100% a diaper. And this is going to get exposed. So is one of the whistleblowers a diaper changer?
Yeah. That is the worst job.
Presidential diaper changer.
Yeah. I don't know. He's so prideful. I think he might just run into the bathroom and just throw everything away and jump into the shower. I don't know that he would let somebody do that.
How many showers a day does he take? Right?
It's got to be a lot. Like, how many poops a day do you think he takes?
Well, like, I mean, I think since it's impeachment inquiry, probably quite a few.
Yeah. And look at his diet. It's like, it's KFC and Big Macs and shit. He's got to be shitting. Like, I mean, no joke. Like, six, seven times a day?
Seven times a day. And then, like, Nancy Pelosi calls. He's like, give me another pull-up. I need a pull-up, a Diet Coke, and my golf club. Stat. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Do they have, like, a ton of pull-ups on Air Force One?
Well, you'd have to, right?
Right? Because you don't want to, like, you don't want that situation, like, airborne. Like, that would be a problem.
Right, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
And if you're wearing one of those, is it, do they have an adult diaper genie? Or did that just... I'm just asking questions.
How big would that thing be?
it's just a fucking steel drum with a lid with a foot pedal. I'm just asking questions, guys. I'm just asking questions. Look, I think these are all things that need to come out. These are all the parts of the redacted Mueller report that we haven't seen. This is what Bill Barr is truly hiding from us.
Right, yeah. Yeah. This will all come out. This is like the Pentagon Papers of our generation. This is all gonna come out.
The Poopticon Papers. Oh my god. This shit is too fucking funny, man. It is too goddamn funny. Oh, like, I cannot imagine a scenario. I just cannot imagine a scenario funnier than finding out, like, definitively that the president wears a fucking pull-up. I can't. Dude, there's no way Melania fucks him then. There's no way. There's no way.
Oh, yeah.
Do they provide government issued pull-ups in federal prison? What do you think? Yeah.
Oh, I would assume so, yeah. Right? You can't just be having people shitting all over the place. That's a hazard.
Yeah. Like, you imagine having to ask, I know I was a president, but I need some pull-ups. I'm sorry, say what? Do you have a presidential seal pull-ups? Do they have the seal on it? Right, because like all the president shit has a seal on it. Like, they gotta put the seal on the pull up, right?
Sure, yeah. I bet, like, in prison though, they're real bad adult diapers, right?
Oh, they're not quality. You're not getting a Huggy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not at all. No.
Like, you're not paying these prices, but you're getting like the quality of like a seventh generation, right? Like, they're made of like cardboard. No, yeah, they're good for the environment.
Right, it's like a Parents' Choice brand, you know, like the Walmart. Yeah, no good.
Great value pull-ups.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, have you been in any government institution where they just have terrible tissues and you know?
Yeah, I worked
terrible,
in one.
Terrible paper towels, right? Yeah. I imagine it's the same in a federal prison with the adult diapers, probably that quality.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, damn shame.
Yeah. Do you think at one point Melania used to change his pull-up, or do you think he's always had to do that kind of on his own?
That's what I'm wondering, because you would think that if there's somebody that has to do that they would have talked by now. Because there's all sorts of former Trump aides who talk about every horrible thing they've had to do.
Yeah, right? Steaming that dude's pants.
Yeah, like Omarosa would have talked about it, right? Like, but yeah. So I'm just guessing. This is just, I'm guessing he's more secretive about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible that he's not wearing an adult diaper in this video and he just has a huge dong.
That is not possible.
That is not possible. He has a shroom cock. We've
heard from people who've seen it. It's not that.
I do want to message Stormy Daniels and be like, did you ever see a pull up? Did you see a pull up laying on the side of the bed? Did he toss his pull up off before he disappointed you for 13 minutes?
Well, let's do this. Take this story. Send it right now from the show account to Stormy Daniels. She does answer a lot of questions on Twitter and ask her, can you confirm? And just see what she says.
You know what? I'm going to do that. I'll do it right now. Dear Stormy, we need your help now more than ever.
Yeah, just send it to her. Confirm. And if she knows, she'll tell us.
God, dude, that would be the funniest shit of all time. Stormy Daniels confirmed Donald Trump wears a pull-up?
How great would it be if we scooped people on this, too?
Yeah. What is Stormy Daniels? I don't know her Twitter account. I'm just guessing here. Stormy. Let's see if it pops. Yep. Found it. Stormy Daniels.
Just straight up Stormy Daniels?
Yep. Can you confirm whether this is true or not? I need a URL shortener. This is stupid. About Donald Trump. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to send this right now.
There you go.
Because that's how I roll. I definitely want to find out if she is down for this. I feel like she'll do it. I feel like she'll tell me.
Yeah.
Like, yo, hook it up. She'll be like, yeah, no, that dude's got a, that guy, guy likes to rock the old pull.
Oh, wow. If you have a question you want answered on my podcast, you can tweet with the hashtag taking the world by Stormy.
Hashtag taking the world. Oh, boom, found it.
There it is.
Yes, sent. Please answer this. Oh my god, that would be hilarious.
And you know what would be great is if she does read that on her show, that'll be some promotion for our show.
Yeah. That's how we make it. This is how we make it, guys. Buy a fucking adult diaper story about the president. This is how we make it into the mainstream politics. Congratulations.
I don't care. Whatever it takes. Yeah.
That's right. If just like Captain America and Winter Soldier, whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Oh my god. I can look back and tell, we can look back and tell our kids, that was the moment, kids. Yeah, we're millionaires now, but this is the reason we made it. The president wore adult diapers, and we fucking nailed them on it. We're big boys now. That was fucking great. Oh, man. All right. Yeah, I feel like I need to get the pull-ups like commercial image for the show. Like, this is pretty good. I'm a big boy now.
Oh, I mean, there's numerous images of drawings and whatnot of Trump in a diaper. You don't have to worry about that. That's been done plenty.
Yeah, that's true.
That's been done in a giant balloon flying over London.
Trump in diaper. Let's see. Almost too many to count.
Yeah, see?
Whoa, dude. There is seemingly a photoshopped image of him in literally an adult diaper.
Oh, there you go. Fantastic.
Fuck. What does Snopes say? It is false. Yeah, of course it's false. That's not him. Of course not. Though it'd be awesome if it was.
Yeah, the photo's not real. The story's very
true. Yeah, no, it's a fact. It is 100% a fact. All right, that's it for us. I don't know of a better place to stop. I truly don't. Any parting words? Predictions. What are we going to get screwed out of this time?
Oh, it's just something else insane is going to happen in the Ukraine stuff tomorrow. Somebody else is going to be quitting over this. Who's leaving the White House that we're going to miss the story on?
Well, Rick Perry already announced he's bailing.
Yeah, somebody else is bailing too. Like, there's going to be.
They haven't said. They haven't confirmed. But the third whistleblower out of the IRS situation.
Yeah.
They reported that see if you can figure this one out. A political appointee tried to step in and interfere with the audit of Trump and or Pence's tax returns. Political appointee near.
Yeah. So Steve Mnuchin.
That's correct. Ding, 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 ding.
All right. Good deal. Steve Mnuchin is the next one.
Yeah. He's the next to go. Because if they name him, he's gone. It's either Steve Mnuchin or his underling directly under him. Whoever the vice secretary is or whatever, assistant secretary. It's one of the two of them, 100%. It would be no one else who would intervene. It doesn't make any sense otherwise. Although it could be fucking Mick Mulvaney, as far as we know. But I think it's probably Steve Mnuchin.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think, by the way, I think as far as how this all ends, I'm starting to really get a feel that like he is going to resign. I think so. I think the walls are closing in really fast. I don't know when that would happen, but I feel like the walls are closing in, and every day this Ukraine story gets worse and worse and worse. I think that you may get a deal where the Democrats cut him a deal and say, you leave and we won't take Pence out too. We'll let Pence stay. And, you know, Pence is going to have to run for reelection. Good fucking luck. Because he has got the charisma of a fucking, of a block, of a pull-up.
We're going to make America great again.
Okay. So I think they're going to drain the swamp. I'm going to keep saying the same phrases the last guy did. Like,
build a wall on the southern border.
God, he would get decimated in a presidential debate. My God, he would be so bad.
He got handled by Tim Kaine in a debate.
Yeah, he did. Really? Yeah, America's stepdad, Tim Kaine. Yeah, so that whole thing I think could blow up where they just say, okay, you Trump, you leave and we will let Pence stay. Or that would be a deal with Pence, basically, in the Republican Party. I think Trump thinks that they're going to make a deal of like, we're not going to prosecute you once you're out of office. You can't guarantee that.
Yeah, it's an interesting
The state of New York is about to fuck him all the way up.
It's an interesting move that he's been doing, trying to make sure to tie himself as close to Pence as he can on this, because he knows that the out has always been for Republicans. Oh, we can get rid of this maniac, and then there's our guy. Our guy's right there. He's in lockstep with us on everything, right? And Trump knows that. So it's interesting for him to try to wrap Pence in this, thinking probably that, oh, you can't let them take me down because it'll take Pence down too.
Yeah.
It's actually a smart move.
Yeah, no, tying Pence to himself was smart. Absolutely.
And unless that means you get rid of both of them, but that would actually require the Republicans to have some political courage, which they don't.
No, they will never. They may. It's going to be hard enough to get them to toss Trump. Them getting rid of Pence as well and losing the presidency to Nancy Pelosi. No way they sign up for that,
dude. No way. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. What political figure could you run stronger against for 2020 than if Nancy Pelosi's right there? Like, they hate Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I know, but it's not like Nancy Pelosi would be running for president. She wouldn't.
No, I know that.
She wouldn't be.
I know.
She'd just be a placeholder
for reelection. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you'd still have to deal with the Dems. So, like, screaming about Nancy Pelosi, they'd be like, okay. Hey, you got her. She's leaving anyway. The fuck she care? Though I would love the idea of Nancy Pelosi becoming president. That would just be so fucking hilarious to me. It just would.
The idea of it, like, it makes me understand, like, the, you know, the type of people that just voted for Trump and support him because it makes liberals mad?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of understand that now when I think about my spite president, Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
I don't want Nancy Pelosi to be president for any reason other than it would make their heads explode and I would enjoy it.
And you're not wrong. And it would. They would be furious.
Plus, in the presidential line of succession, she's literally the only choice. So. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we'll see. I think my prediction this week is you're going to get another big, big bump out of this Ukraine thing, because you got the second whistleblower. And I think somebody else in the administration besides Perry is going to announce that they're leaving too.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Mnuchin's next.
Yep.
And he wants to go off and go back to Hollywood and make more terrible, terrible movies.
Yeah, probably. So is Mnuchin is, was he, he wasn't the original Secretary of Treasury, was he? I can't remember.
He wasn't the first one he asked. Didn't he want like Jamie Dimon or something?
I think he did, but I'm saying like who was actually in the position. Was it Mnuchin's the first? Like he's,
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's been there the whole time.
So it's like him and Ben Carson are the only original ones.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody else has been out. And Ben Carson's leaving.
Is he?
Yeah, he already announced that. He's leaving after, I don't know, this year, this term? I don't know what it is.
But wow. Okay, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, Ben Carson's out.
He's just bored.
I forget what the timetable is, but he's acquired as much ill-gotten furniture as he can, and he's leaving. But yeah, so it's just Mnuchin, really.
Wow. Yeah, I totally...
Hasn't Wilbur Ross been there the whole time, too?
No. Because wasn't Wilbur Ross was... I thought Wilbur Ross was there only... Didn't he replace the one guy who was like the burger guy?
No, that the Carl's Jr. guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was in Labor.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Wilbur Ross
was a Democrat before 2016. Did you know that?
Interesting.
Huh. Wherever the money goes.
Yeah. I see the whistleblower?
Oh, shit. It's coming from inside the house.
Yeah, he's been the Secretary of Commerce since February 2017.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. So yeah, there's only a few of them. I didn't realize Ben Carson was resigning.
Yeah, what? I thought that was announced a while back.
This article says Ben Carson not resigning.
Oh. Ew.
I don't know. March of 2019, HUD Secretary, I'm not leaving, but I will resign. But maybe stay. What the fuck? Dude, he is such a... I'm not leaving. In an airport today, I was thanked by a number of people for my service to the country, and they expressed regret that I'm leaving the Trump administration. That made me realize that I needed to make it clear that, quote, I'm not leaving, in all capital letters, in an interview earlier this week with Newsmax, when questioned about my intentions after this four-year term is over, I indicated that my preference would be to return to the private sector. Oh, okay.
Got him.
Yeah, so he'll be leaving soon. I'm not leaving. My luggage! Oh, my God. What a dingleberry.
Not leaving, but I will resign, but I want to go on. Maybe I might leave. Yeah, I could. I might.
What do you think I'm going to do? Do the opposite.
I definitely want to stay, but I'm leaving, but I will stay in the job.
I'm not fucking leaving. The show goes on. Story of Ben Carson.
Whatever.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter. He's terrible at his job.
The more you hang around, the more likely you are to get indicted. So if you're smart, you will quit right now, everybody. Everybody who's there, just fucking get out.
Don't even come up with an excuse. Just show up one day and just turn in your fucking papers.
Just fucking leave, run, put as much distance between you and the White House as possible.
Yep, pretty much. All right, that is it for us.
Leave that spot blank on your resume.
Yeah, what were you doing for these last 4 years? Nothing. It's huffing paint.
Just discovering myself, doing a lot of journaling.
Journaling. All right, that is it for us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. God knows I did, and I think Andy did as well. Shout out to all the big boys and big girls out there, who've gotten past pull-ups. Your president hasn't. So that's all that matters. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Later.